Yonah Per Gimel, Pasuk Vav. So Yonah came in, said five words, Od Arba Yom V'Ninveh Ne'epaches, and all the people of Ninveh are already reacting with acts of tshuva. Vayigah Hadavar El Melech Ninveh. And the word reached the king. The proclamation throughout the city reached the king up on his throne. Vayakam Mikiso, and he got off his throne. Vayaver Adarto Me'olav. And he took his royal robe and removed it, the cloak of honor, the robe of office. He took it off. Vayaver Adarto Me'olav, Vayachasak, and instead he wore sackcloth. Vayeshav Al Ho'efer, and he sat on the ashes. He sat in the dirt. The king, the nobles, all the big shots immediately say, this is serious. Sincere humility, grief in face of a prophecy from a true prophet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zayin Bayazek Bayomer Beninveh. And he caused it to be proclaimed and spoken out and published all through Ninveh. Mitam HaMelech Ugedolav Lemor. By the council of the king and his great nobles, the cabinet, Ha'adam v'habehema ha'bokar v'hatzon, neither man nor beast, cattle nor sheep, al yit'amu ma'uma shall taste anything. Al yir'u, they shall not graze. Umayim al yishtu, they won't drink even water. Everybody humble themselves. The beasts who don't know what's going on, their suffering will be heard by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Which is actually a kind of brilliant sort of thought. Mitzudas David says that the owners are going to be full of avelos when their animals are bellowing out of thirst. They're going to do tshuva. So if you treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the beasts, with mercy, treat us at least on that level as well. Ches v'yiskasu sakim, and they covered themselves with sackcloth. Ha'adam v'habehema, man and beast alike. Vayikru el Elokim b'chazka. And this is not, and that's what happened. This is the decree. Vi'yiskasu sakim adam v'habehema. Vi'yikru el Elokim b'chazka. And everyone shall be covered with sackcloth. Everyone shall. This is what you have to do. And everyone shall call out to Hashem with might, with strength. V'yashuvu ish midarko hara, and this one is very hard to institute as a rule. All men have to repent of their evil ways. You got to change your evil ways, baby. The house is dark, the pots are cold. Umin hechamas asher b'chapehem. And from the chamas that is in their hands. But in this case, that means dishonest gain. That's equal to all other averus, says Radak. Chamas was the reason that they're in so much trouble. You have to compensate everything that you've ever stolen, everything that you ever have ill-gotten gains. And there were stories that I remember from being a kid learning this story. The idea that the king's palace had holes in it from the bricks that were taken out because they had been stolen or ill-gotten. So that way, Hashem saw that they were not just talking the talk, they were walking the walk as well. And then, just a beautiful idea. Test mi yodea yoshuv. Whoever knows shall repent. So that could mean whoever knows what he stole, he has to give back. He has to return it. But it also means whoever knows the ways of tshuva, do tshuva. Whoever knows deep in his own heart that he has sinned, repent of it. If you're rational, remember the Avdei Paro, keeping all their stuff out in the fields even when they knew that the hail was coming? Mi yodea yoshuv. V'nicham ho Elokim. And God will relent. V'shav mecharon apo. And he will return from his burning wrath. V'lo noved. And we will not be lost. We will not perish. What a beautiful thought. Radak says it might mean, and we hope he'll notice, and we will not perish. Ulai is kind of implied by this. Rashi says, no, for sure. From Targum Yonasan, Rashi says, oh, for sure, then you're going to be forgiven, whether you were certain or uncertain. Yud, vayar ho Elokim es ma'asehem. And Hashem saw their deeds. Doesn't say he saw, says Gemara, Mishnayos and Tainus, the Gemara. It wasn't the sackcloth and the ashes. He saw their deeds, ma'asehem, not the surface evidence of tshuva, But the actual deeds, ki shavu midarkam hara'a, that they have repented from their terrible ways. Hashem relented, Hashem regretted in a manner of speaking the evil that he had spoken to do to them, and he did not do it. And so we learn in the Mishnah in Tainus Perek Beis that this is what used to be announced and read out loud to the populace when we were hoping for Hashem to relent and give us the rain that we so desperately need after our series of Tanesim.